AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, while wrapping up a NATO summit in Europe, dismisses suggestions fellow world leaders see the U.S. as in a state of crisis over inflation, partisan divisions, and a series of contentious court rulings. Sagar Magani has this.
An AP Norick Center for Public Affairs research poll finds 85% of U.S. adults think the nation's on the wrong track. As he ended a European visit, the president was asked if his global colleagues feel the same way.
You haven't found one person, one world leader to say America's going backwards.
Yet that was exactly the term the president used hours later, after the Supreme Court dealt his climate change fight efforts a blow by limiting what the EPA can do to cut power plant emissions, after earlier blasting the high court's rulings on abortion and gun rights. He called this another devastating decision that aims to take our country backwards. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Another AP Norick poll finds about half of those questioned want former President Donald Trump to face charges for his role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters. Here's the AP's Hannah Fingerhut.
The vast majority of Democrats say Trump should be charged with a crime and that he was responsible for the events at the Capitol on January 6th. Just 10% of Republicans think Trump should be charged with a crime, but still many, 41% of Republicans, say he was at least partly responsible.
The survey was taken before Tuesday's surprise hearing featuring former Trump White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson. Her explosive testimony provided the most compelling evidence yet that the former president could be linked to a federal crime. 46% of those questioned say congressional Republicans are also significantly responsible for January 6th. Another fifth say the Republicans at least have some responsibility. This is AP News. The Supreme Court ends an historic session in which Roe v. Wade was overturned, a more than 100-year-old New York concealed carry law also thrown out, and the EPA's power to fight power plant emissions seriously limited. It also ruled the Biden administration can scrap a Trump-era immigration policy designed to deter asylum seekers, forcing some to wait in Mexico. Justice Stephen Breyer retired today, and Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first black woman to take the oath as an associate justice.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
In a preview of its next session, the court agreed to hear a redistricting appeal by North Carolina Republicans that could drastically limit state court authority over elections and redistricting. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.